Welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Radio Players of the Theater Company of Sun City. Our show airs on Sundays at 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 11:30 a.m. on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Today's play completes our three-episode series of My Friend Irma, which aired on CBS from April 11, 1947 to August 23, 1954. Today's cast includes Jan Bachmeier as Jane, Tom Webster as Al, Carrie Cullinane as Mrs. O'Reilly, Bev Kujla as the nurse and Violet, John Lindblom as Maestro Wunderkind, Bob Holding as Mr. Clyde, Judy Stage as Irma Peterson, and Karen Stipes as Scarlet. I'm Ed Dennis. The play was directed by Jan Dennis. It was recorded by Jim Eggers. Music and sound effects were added by Tony Pratt. We bring you My Friend Irma.
Ever hear the expression, into each life a little rain must fall? Well, my name is Jane Stacy, and I live with Irma Peterson, the Niagara Falls of my life. Honestly, the things this girl comes up with are enough to make the good-humored man go on a crying jag. Take the other day. I was reading National Geographic magazine, and I said to Irma, listen to this. A scientific nautical expedition has just discovered an ocean canyon off the coast of Guam that is 38,000 feet deep. And Irma said,
well, I'll have to keep that in mind. I don't like to swim where it's too far over my head.
Irma.
Yes?
Where's that rug I brought home yesterday for the hallway?
I threw it out.
You threw it out? Why?
Jane, no matter how tough things ever get with us, we're never going to keep stolen merchandise.
No, this is when I get for telling her it was a hooked rug. Now look, Irma.
I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is Irma Peterson. Who's calling? The New York Secretarial Club? What? You're sending over a group of members to see me? Well, of all the nerve. Goodbye.
Irma, why did you hang up like that?
How do you like that darn club of mine? Just because I'm behind 1 month in my dues, they're sending a delegation to see me. Well, I won't let them in.
Temper, Irma, temper. Remember what I said. When you feel yourself getting angry, count to 10.
Oh, that's no good. I never know what comes after 7, and that makes me angrier. Can you imagine my own club, of which I've been a member for 3 years through snow and rain and heat and gloom of night? I allowed nothing to stop me from my swift completion of my appointed rounds.
Oh, the mail is going to be late tonight. Irma, are you sure they said they're coming to collect dues?
No, but that's just their sneaky way of doing things. Oh, it burns me up. Do you know, Jane, I never missed a meeting. The things I've done for that club, wearing my fingers to the bones, knitting woolen socks for members whose husbands are overseas. And not ordinary socks, good socks. You know, gargoyles.
Argyles. And Irma, I saw those socks you knitted. Maybe that's why the girls are angry with you. Each one had 6 toes.
Well, Jane, a soldier has to have a place to carry his money. And how about the charity work I've done for them? Last Thanksgiving, when they wanted to give turkeys away to poor families, I donated 12.
Irma, handing out a dozen eggs to club members and asking them to sit on them until they hatch is not my idea of a donation.
Look, Jane, I've never let them down. I've sold chances. Why, last month, I paid $2 for a raffle ticket for a trip to the coronation. Did I hesitate? No. I'm always doing things for that club. Every time they need me, I'm the Johnny that puts them on the spot.
Well, maybe they just feel that members should pay their dues promptly.
Well, I paid my dues for the last time. When those girls get here, I'm going to hand them my letter of resignation. Jane, will you write it for me?
No, no.
I'll dictate. Please, Jane.
Oh, Irma, I think you're... Oh, well, if you insist, make it short.
To the New York Secretarial Club. Dear girls. No, cross that out. It's too friendly.
All right, it's crossed.
Make it, gentlemen.
Gentlemen?
I, Irma Peterson, do hereby offer my tender resignation from the...
No, Irma. I tender my resignation.
Good for you, Jane. We'll both quit.
Irma, I didn't say... Oh, never mind.
Please continue, Jane.
The pencil keeps cringing, but I'll try. Go ahead.
The reasons I'm resigning from the club are, number one, I've always been suspicious of our treasurer. Every time we pay dues, she buys a new hat. Number two, when we had the pie baking contest, not only didn't I get a prize, but three of the judges sent me their doctor's bills.
You're lucky it wasn't funeral expenses. Imagine baking a chiffon pie with chiffon.
Well, they wanted original recipes.
This must be the postal inspector. I'll get it.
Hello, Jane. Is Irma here?
Why, it's Scarlett Schultz. Yes, she's here. Come in.
Thank you, Jane. You know Violet Murphy and Lorelei Schmerbaum.
Yes, of course. How are you girls?
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, there you are, Irma. Irma?
She's not talking.
What's the matter, dearie? You got a cold?
Jane, please tell them I'm out.
I see. And where should I say you've gone?
Just tell them I'm not here.
We know that, Irma. But we like you for what you are.
Please, don't bring friendship up now. It's too late to lock the barn door after the horse is gone, and I'm not going back in.
What's the matter, Irma? And why are you staring like that? Don't you recognize us? You have magnesia or something?
I think she's popped her cork.
I think you're right, girls. Irma has flipped her lid.
Jane, give them the letter I dictated.
Well, if you insist...
I don't know what this letter is all about, but from the way Irma's acting, maybe we ought to hold another drawing and give the prize to someone else. She ain't all here.
Prize?
Yeah.
What prize?
Hold it, girls. I think the ghost of Irma is rejoining you.
I won a prize?
The raffle, honey. An all-expense-paid trip to the coronation in England.
What?
We had the drawing last night at a special meeting, and Irma's ticket was picked. That's why we came over, to give her the prize money.
Irma, isn't this just wonderful? Imagine you, of all the secretaries in New York.
Gee, you're lucky, Irma.
Well, Irma, say something.
Give me back the letter.
Well, Irma, here's the check for all your expenses.
Let me see. Oh, my God. Gosh, $20.
Irma, that's $2,000.
All those nothings confuse me.
You were always confused by nothing. Cookie, $2,000.
Oh, Jane, I'm so happy I could cry.
We couldn't be happier if it was happening to us. Right, girls?
Yeah.
Have fun, Irma. And remember, when you get back, you will be expected to give a speech at the club. All about the coronation.
Oh, I will. And to make sure nothing gets by me, when I get to London, I'll hire an interpreter.
Goodbye, Irma. Bon voyage. And if you see a couple of fellas over there who look lonely, tell them you know a couple of bundles that are willing to go to Britain. Come on, girls.
Toodaloo, Irma.
Oh, Jane. I can't believe it.
Just imagine, pretty soon you'll be seeing England, the Thames, Piccadilly Circus. Oh, sweetie, I can't help but envy you.
Well, you could do the same thing if you saved your money.
What are you talking about, saving money? You bought a raffle ticket.
Well, how do you think I got the $2? I saved it.
Come in.
It's only me, if you don't mind. Maestro Wanderkin. Hello, girls. Irma, darling, what's the matter? You got a Charlie horse? Why are you doing knee bends?
That's supposed to be a curtsy. Irma's practicing for the coronation.
They're bringing it over here?
No, Irma just won an all-expense-paid trip to England to see the coronation.
No fooling! Oh, that's marvelous, Irma, darling. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, Maestro. I still can't believe it's true.
Ah, England. I spent 3 years in London, you know.
Is that so?
Yes. Every morning I would look out of my window and see Big Ben.
Well, he better not go around looking through my window or there'll be trouble.
Irma, Big Ben is a clock.
Maestro, I'm a little bit worried about her going over there by herself.
What's to worry about? If she ever gets lost, she can ask a bobby.
A bobby?
Yes, that's what they call a policeman over there.
Well, since I'm a visitor, I'll be more formal. I'll ask for Robert. Oh, I got a feeling those English people don't know what a real fog is yet.
Don't worry about me, Jane. I guarantee I'll know my way around as soon as I learn the language.
This is very simple, Irma. Just go around sucking on a lemon, and you'll be talking just as plain as they do.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure tis like a morning spring. The lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing.
Well, I'm sure they don't sing like that.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Come in, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Oh, hello, girls. Hello, Maestro.
Well, Mrs. O'Reilly, look at your hair. The new upsweep.
Oh, do you like it?
I think it's very becoming.
So do I, because she looks like something that should be swept up.
Oh, nobody asked you. Well, what's new, girls?
What's new? Mrs. O'Reilly, this will floor you. Irma has won a free trip to the coronation.
Glory be!
That's right. I bought the winning ticket in the raffle our club held.
Well, how do you like that? All my life I've been buying raffle tickets, and all I won were 3 facial treatments at Sally's Beauty Parlor.
I'd hate to see what the loser got.
If you don't keep still, I'll give you a facial treatment that plastic surgery won't cure. Oh, Irma, darling, I can't tell you how excited I am for you. You know, I spent most of my girlhood in London. Oh, many is the kiss that was stolen in the fog.
Really, Mrs. O'Reilly?
Yes, when I was 18, I used to have a rendezvous with a handsome palace guard almost every night on one of the bridges that crossed the Thames River.
And that's why they wrote that famous song, London Bridges Falling Down.
Oh, that's the last straw. Get out of me way, girls.
Take it easy, Mrs. O'Reilly. You wouldn't hit a man with glasses, would you?
Then take 'em off.
This I can't do for 2 reasons. 1, you would hit me. And 2, if I took off my glasses, you might look attractive to me.
Please, the 2 of you, don't quarrel on the happiest day of my life. I've got so much to think of and so much to do.
Incidentally, Cookie, what are you going to tell your boss, Mr. Clyde?
Oh, don't worry about him. I can take care of Mr. Clyde.
Sure.
He'll do anything for me. Doesn't he send me a wire on my birthday every year?
I know, and with a note attached to it asking you to hang yourself with it.
Yes, he has such a wonderful sense of humor. I'll just tell him that I'm going to the coronation. I'm sure he'll be very happy about it.
Happy?
Yes. He always said he'd be very happy to see me crowned. Oh, Mr. Clyde! Mr. Clyde!
Yes, Miss Peterson?
I'm leaving the country.
What did Al do?
No, I want a free trip to see the coronation.
Wait a minute. You're going to London?
Yes.
Well, this ought to louse up Lindley's for good. When are you leaving?
Right away.
No, you're not. You're not going until you apologize to Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown?
Yes. That letter I dictated last week?
Yes.
He's suing me.
Why?
I told you to write that Mrs. Brown had complained that there were leaks in the plumbing and that the head of the hot water boiler had spouted steam, causing rust to form on all the pipes. I did not say there was a leak in Mrs. Brown's head and she was steamed up because Mr. Brown's pipes were all rusty. Now get on that phone.
All right, Mr. Clyde. But what shall I tell Mr. Brown?
Tell him that through a stupid mistake of yours, you got the details of the plumbing confused and you meant nothing against his wife, who is a lovely woman.
All that?
Tell it to him.
Hello?
Go on.
Hello, Mr. Brown. This is Miss Peterson, Mr. Clyde's secretary. I know it's a lovely mistake, but you must not let the plumbing confuse you just because you were stupid enough to marry Mrs. Brown.
Give me that phone. Brown, I'll call you later. Please understand. Miss Peterson, get out of here. Go to the coronation.
Oh, it's so nice to have your blessing. I'll just be in time to get my shots.
Then by all means go. And you can tell the people who give you the shots, I'd be honored if they would use my gun. Now get out of here.
Is that you, Cookie?
Jane, what an experience I just had. If I wasn't so bright, someone could have taken advantage of me.
What do you mean?
Well, they use different money in England than we do here.
Yes, I know.
So, when I was at the bank, I asked them to change my $2,000 for English money. They said they would give me £800.
Well, what did you do?
They couldn't fool me. I put it on a scale. £800? It hardly weighed 4 ounces.
Irma, I think the time has come for a conference. I don't think you should try and tackle this trip alone.
Why not?
Well, there are so many things to do and so many things to buy. You're going to get taken.
Really, Jane? How can you say this? I happen to be a very clever shopper.
Yes, like the lace tablecloth you bought last week. Genuine imported army surplus mosquito netting.
Well, the man showed me the label said unusual Damascus.
Unusual Damascus? That said unusable, damaged.
So I made one mistake.
One mistake? What happened last month when I sent you out to buy a Lazy Susan? What did you come back with?
A manhole cover on a stick.
See what I mean? Come in.
Hiya, Jane. Hello, Chicken.
Hello, Al, honey.
Chicken, they told me. Did you really win the raffle?
Yes, Al, it's true. I got a check for $2,000 for a trip to London to see the coronation.
You're not going, of course.
Sure I'm going, Al. I'm supposed to. That's what the prize is for.
Forget it, Chicken. Who's going to know? That 2 G's makes a great beginning for our coming nuptials.
Please, Al. It's not too polite to talk about those things until after we're married.
Besides, I don't like the idea of you wandering around the foreign country. I'm a little suspicious of them English guys. They drink tea in the afternoon.
What are you suspicious about, Al?
Well, every time they see a dame, they say, pip, pip. What business is it of theirs if you're a pip?
But, Al, what's that got to do with me?
It just ain't safe. Look at that outfit they got. Called Scotland Yard. Believe me, they can't be running their business right if they have to rent their police station from another country.
Well, there's no point in my going to the coronation. I'm learning all about it here.
Personally, Chicken, I don't think it's safe for a dame to go over there by herself. In the English movies, a dame gets knifed, strangled, poisoned, and shot. And what happens? Them guys just sit around saying, chitty-o, and hey, what? Even Gary Cooper says more than that.
Al, you're just like the rest of them. No one thinks I can take care of myself.
It ain't just that, Chicken. I don't think you belong over there.
Why, Al?
You're afraid of an ordinary housefly. How are you going to get along with people who play with crickets all day?
Well...
And suppose they ask you to go ride the hounds.
Well... I've never been on a dog, but there's a first time for everything.
No, Chicken, you don't get on the dog. You get on the fox and you chase the dog. That's known as chutney.
Well, if this doesn't break up the United Nations, nothing will. Al, I don't think it's your business to stand here and discourage Irma. She won the prize that comes once in a lifetime, and I want her to have fun. It's just that I don't want her to handle all the details by herself.
Well, there you're right, Jane. Chicken, how do you plan to go? Boat or plane?
Well, I think a ship is safer. A plane could fall. On the other hand, the plane could fall on the ship. I think I'll take a train.
You see what I mean, Al? She wants to handle all the details herself.
That's right. I'll do my own shopping. What if you bought me the same dress Her Majesty is wearing?
Then we'll just have to ask Her Majesty to leave the coronation.
Please, Jane, be serious. Why, I'll be so embarrassed that I'll probably fall off the Tower of London.
What?
Well, I'm going to try and get a good seat for the parade.
Look, Irma.
Jane, my mind is made up. This is my trip, and I'm going to handle it my way. Now, first of all, what's the temperature over there?
Well, it might be a little cool in the evening.
Oh, well then, I think I'll buy one of those hot water bottles they use over there. You know, the ones with the tubes sticking out?
Irma, that's a bagpipe. You play it. You don't sleep on it.
Well, I'm just feeling my way. Don't you worry, Jane. When I come back from my shopping trip, everything will be under control.
Irma, I beg you, don't look for bargains. Don't buy anything secondhand. Make sure everything is new. Go on the newest boat, stop at the newest hotel, wear the newest clothes.
I won't forget, Jane. Everything new. Why, I may even come back with something that isn't even out yet. Hello?
What can I do for you, miss?
What's new?
I beg your pardon?
That's all I can buy. What's new?
Madam, I haven't got all day. Are you interested in some luggage?
Yes. What's this bag here?
That's genuine snakeskin.
Old snakes or new?
We don't know. When we caught them, they didn't have their birth certificates.
Well, I can't take any chances because...
Yes, miss?
I'm going to take a trip, and I would like to get my shots.
Shots? Now, what sort of preventive shots did you have in mind?
I don't know. What's the newest diseases?
Well, I beg your pardon?
My roommate said I didn't know how to shop, and that I should only get the newest things. But maybe first of all, I better get a shot for rabies.
Rabies?
Yes. I'm going to London, and I heard that song, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. And I don't know which I'm going out with in the midday sun.
Irma, you better hurry. You've got to get to the airport.
Don't worry, Jane. I'm all packed.
Oh, sweetie, I'm going to miss you terribly. But have the most wonderful time in the world.
I will, Jane. Aren't you proud that I took care of all the arrangements myself?
Well, I must say you amazed me. Here, honey, here's a little farewell gift for you.
Oh, it's a lavalier.
No, it's a tag. If you get lost, they'll mail you back to me.
And here's a little something from me, Irma.
What is it?
Oh, just a little cake that says, Bon Voyage.
Oh, thank you.
Throw it away, Irma, at once.
Why?
If you ever get to Ireland, they'll arrest you for breaking off a piece of the Blarney Stone.
Oh, I'm going to miss you all so much.
You'll tell us all about it later when we see you off at the airport.
No, Jane. I want to say goodbye here. I've handled everything so far, and I don't want to feel like I'm a little baby that can't be trusted to get on the right plane.
But Irma...
Everybody kiss me goodbye. Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Cookie.
And now, Irma, darling, let me kiss you goodbye. Mrs. O'Reilly, don't you dare stand in front of her.
Oh, I lost me head for a minute.
Goodbye, Maestro. And you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Goodbye, dear. Oh, now you got me crying and my mascara is running.
Well, tell it to run after your eyelashes. They just fell off.
And you, Al.
My chickie.
My wiki.
Chicky wiki. That reminds me. Here's some Dramamine in case you get air sicky.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, Irma. Bon voyage.
Bye-bye.
Well, Irma's been gone 2 days now. She's probably over in London. You know, she surprised me. Took care of all the arrangements herself. I'm sure the first thing she did was go to Buckingham Palace to watch the changing of the guards. And I'm sure she tried to time it so she got there before the prices change. Hello?
Hello? Is that you, Jane?
Irma, is this an overseas call?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, remember when I went shopping, you told me to get everything new?
Yes.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work out so good.
What do you mean?
Well,
When I bought my ticket at the airport, the fellow asked me if I was going to marry old England.
Yes.
So I said, I don't want anything old. I'm a good shopper. I want New England.
What? Irma, where are you?
I'm in Boston!
Well, Irma is back. Right now, she's in the bedroom, and she seems to be writing something and mumbling. Irma, what are you writing?
My speech to the secretarial club about the coronation.
The coronation? What in the world have you written?
London is a beautiful city, and it is famous for baked beans and the Boston Red Sox.
Well, isn't it a small world? At this moment, history is being made across the ocean. A lovely queen is having a crown dropped upon her head, while here, I live with a little queen who was once dropped upon the crown of her head. That's right, my friend Irma.
Enjoyed the final episode in our My Friend Irma series. Visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com. Hear any of our 47 radio plays on demand.